Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Charita here on Sunday, the 24th of January, 2016. Sorry for the delay. I had a bit of technical issues with my computer or internet or something and couldn't get online. And that's what we're here to do in Sundays with Sue Charita, is to find out what is lying ahead in the week ahead and the weeks ahead and the month and so on as we go throughout year to year in this program. So welcome everybody who's joining for the first time, and those of you who have been logging on and enjoying the live calls or listening to the recordings that are uploaded to the Sundays with Sue Charita blog site every week after we have our call. So in case you miss it, that's where you can catch the latest and greatest in our meditations and in our discussions for the week. Now, what's been going on this week? Well, let's say what's been going on in the past couple of weeks. We've had a sun transit, and the sun represents our soul. So we want to find out, the sun is not just a ball of fire in the sky. It sends energy to us. It represents a different aspect of our being. So we're not just physical beings here in the world. In our lives, we have a soul, and that soul is calling us to do something every moment. But we can't tune into it every moment because we are just busy throughout our day doing our activities of daily living. So the sun gives us a clue. So the sun is transiting into Capricorn right now, which is a sign of hard work and patience and persistence and diligence and peace, ultimately, peace and comfort. Because when we have a structure or some sort of guideline for us to do every day, then we can be not just running here and there and being anxious and neurotic and I don't know what to do, I don't have so much time on my hands, or, there's no set path. So being on the spiritual path, it also helps us in our practical lives. It helps us to focus on what our soul really, really wants to do in the moment and not just make emotional decisions or neurotic decisions, as Dr. Pillai calls it, or obsessive decisions that may not lead to long-term stability of the mind and the body and the soul. Because we can burn out. We can burn out in our mind. We can burn out in our body, and that's not a great way to live, right? So we want to, the sun is transiting in Capricorn, meaning that it's a time for us to look at, okay, well, what are we doing for most of our day? Well, most of our day we work. Everybody, whether you have a job or a business or you're at home, you're doing something. You have a set pattern of behaviors that you do, and you do tasks, and you have responsibilities, and so on. So there is that need or that desire for the soul to have some sort of structure or discipline. So we get on the spiritual path here with Dr. Pillai. He tells us, okay, this is the structure that's going to be laid out this week according to what energies are coming in and then what we can tap into. So this weekend, if you felt a little bit off, or you felt like there's a rush of energy coming in, or you've been a little bit over-emotional, or things are, you're not able to really focus on your mundane things, that's because the grace light is coming in. This is a time, it's called Taipusam, and it's a time of the year where the whole earth plane can ascend, and everybody on the earth plane can ascend. Now, people on the spiritual path, in particular everyone here, if you're following Dr. Pillai, you're tuning into that. So you're kind of getting previews as we go along. So it kind of prepares you. It prepares you at the soul level, prepares you at the emotional level, the mental level, the intellectual level. And so you're aligned with that. Now, so other people might not be aligned with it. And they might be, you might see some very disturbed behaviors out there, or just bizarre weather patterns. For example, in the eastern states. I'm not sure if it's in Canada, but someone on the call yesterday on the Ultimate Teachings call said they're from New York and everybody's shut down. The winds were just really blowing and there's a lot of snow. And I watched the news a little bit just to see what's going on. And there's some very bizarre weather patterns. And so the caller yesterday said, maybe it's a sign that we all have to go inside. And we all have to stay inside and meditate. We're forced to be inside. So what are we going to do with ourselves if we're forced to be inside? So people who are on the spiritual path, they're really cool with it. They're like, oh, great, more time to meditate. I have no distractions. So that's a sign that these things are going on. The divine is waking us up in one way or another. And it can be natural calamities. It can be, all the different wars that are going on. That has to wake people up. We can't keep going the same path we have been by just going after mundane power and money and all the rest, because that's not going to give you health in the long run, is it? You can have all the money in the world, all the power in the world, and you have a heart attack, that's it, finished. You know, lights out. Yeah, but I haven't done what I want to do in the world. Too bad. That's it. So how do we know, being on the spiritual path, that we are being protected? Well, we've all had our near misses, right? Where we've, maybe an accident was about to happen, or we are in an accident, nothing happened to us. And yet, so you see another accident like that, and people die or get seriously injured. And then the whole life is turned upside down. So it's really important that we all get on the spiritual path, because we know that there's a force behind everything. There's a higher power behind everything. And people get it mixed up with religion. And that's okay. That's where it all began. We all got mixed up. Tower of Babel, it all started with that, where the humans wanted to be more divine, and then so they built this big tower. They got, a little bit obnoxious, and they said, okay, we want to be like the gods, and they weren't prepared. That's not ascension. That's just building a tower. So that got destroyed, and then the gods confused everyone and sent them to all different parts of the world, and then gave them, they couldn't speak the tongue of the gods. So now fast forward, here we are in 2016, and we are bringing that ancient technology of the seers and the sages and the siddhas and the saints of ancient times throughout millenniums. And they are giving us the knowledge, and one of those carriers of the knowledge or dispensers of the knowledge is Dr. Pillai. So on some level, your soul has said, hey, I'm prepared to get this really ancient technology, ancient knowledge, and I'm going to use it because I'm prepared to use it. I'm going to use it responsibly. I'm going to know when to use it and how to use it, and then how it's going to affect me, not just at the level of the mind. I'm in a different space, I'm having visions, and that's beautiful, and I feel really light. But then you're dysfunctional in the world. So he's a great master and a great teacher who keeps us in balance. He wants us to check our health, make sure that your health is stable, make sure that your finances are stable, make sure that your relationships are really good. And stable as well, and peaceful, and in harmony. And you're in harmony with everyone else who you relate to. So relationships are not just the significant others in your life. It's who you relate to all everywhere you go. Because wherever you go, there you are. And there will how people will be relating to you by your vibration, by your personality, by your behavior. So we want to create harmony within ourselves as well. We can fake it till we make it on the outside, but on the inside, there's yuck, and we can't stand it after some time. So we want to get that yucky feeling out. So you've come to a great master teacher here because he can give the technologies for you to work at that. Over time, you will reap the benefits. If you don't want to do it over time, then you got to really pray hard. And you got to say, listen, I can't go through this delay anymore. And I will just put all my time and energy into it. So this weekend was an opportunity. Yesterday, Dr. Pillai asked us to meditate for 11 hours. Now, the people in New York, might have had bad snow, storm there. But those of you who stayed inside, you had a good reason to go and do your meditation for those. I think he wanted us to do it for 11 hours. I was going on into the after midnight because I had some work to do, and so I just wanted to make up for that time lost. And that's what we want to do, is we never want to lose time from our spiritual path. Because when you put God first, every religion will say this, put God first, and then everything else will fall into place. So when I was doing the meditations after the magic hour, I think it was going to be 8 o'clock or something like that, or 10 o'clock, it was 10 o'clock, I just clicked on to Astrovet, or Pillai Center, and I said, the Taipusam, I wonder what that was all about, because I had to do a call yesterday, so I had missed the live webcast broadcasting. So I put it on, and then I found that, there's a fire lab associated with that. Clicked on the fire lab, and there it was, live. And so I got to benefit from the live fire lab and have all those vibrations coming into the space. And I was just had this thought, we're just so blessed, we're so lucky to be on this path where we can intuitively, our intuition is so strong, it will just put us in the right place at the right time. And it was almost to the moment where the priest was doing the sankalpa for the fire lab, meaning he was saying all the names of the people who were sponsoring the fire lab. And there was only a few names set ahead of me. And there's a list of, like, I don't know, hundreds of people who do this or around the globe. And just as he was saying a few names, and I logged on, and then I heard my name and my star. And I went, wow, how perfectly timed is that? Only a few seconds before. So it was really a message to me that whatever we're doing in our lives, whether it's like to watch a spiritual thing or to just be present in our lives, and the divine is always guiding us. So we have to be able to vibrate with that energy. It's not something we can think about. I really didn't think about getting on of the fire lab or doing the webcast, because I had to do some work. And so then I was just finishing up, and I thought, okay, what did I miss? And so that's how it is. So we can be really guided in our lives, what it is that we need to do. Sometimes we have to do some things for our work, and our checklist is so long. And it causes so much anxiety because everything seems like it's the number one priority. If I don't do this, then I don't get paid, you know? So that causes too much anxiety. Or if I, maybe finances. If I go here, then I won't be able to go there. But if you always put God first, then meaning that you go inside and you've practiced going inside, and the right answer comes to you. The response comes to you, or the thought comes to you, or a flash of insight might come to you. Then you will know, okay, that's the next clue. I'm going to follow that. That's the sign. And then that will be calming me down, putting me in the right place at the right time. So that someone was saying, I'm losing my faith. Well, we can be losing our faith, because our faith is something that we don't have control over anyways. It's the grace that's flowing through. So Thai Pusam has been happening this weekend. Thai is the month in Tamil that this full moon happens. Pusam is the star. Pusam is the Tamil name for Pushya star. So Pushya star was the star that Muruga, Lord Muruga, got the veil from his mother, the spear, which is the Shakti, the energy of the goddess. And it could destroy all evil forces within, the body, mind, and soul, the karma, the ego, all really negative emotions or negative energy, and then internally and then also externally. So for enemies of the body, competitors, rivals, legal issues, if people have to go through that, disease of the body, disease of the mind, confusion, things like that. And so that he got that the veil from his mom and Parvati, and she had the energy, that was her energy in it. And so when we imagine the veil as our backbone and brain, which we're going to do today in this practice, and then you can feel the energy of the veil just by visualizing it, or some people can't really see stuff when they close their eyes. That's fine. But you know what a spear looks like. So you just bring that into your image, your internal image, and that becomes your imagine it. That's your imagination of it. And then it becomes stronger and stronger because it's not so much what we see and have visions. We want to experience the transformation, that spiritual connection to this particular archetype, deity, God, all the same. It's a vibration. And then once you feel that vibration, it also carries a certain light frequency. So you will feel that light frequency as well, or see it or experience it somehow. Usually red is associated with Lord Muruga, so some people might see red today. And then Thai Pusam was also the time where Swami Ramalingam, he is a light body. He turned the body into light, and he was Dr. Pillai's previous incarnation. So he's come to this earth plane and said, look, money, food, sex, all the rest, power, prestige, that's going to be just temporary. How many of us have had things come and go in our lives, people come and go in our lives? Our health has been up and down in our lives. Our emotions have been up and down in our lives. But so that we just keep doing that over and over and over again, lifetime after lifetime. But then there comes a point where we say, there's got to be something more to being in this world, lifetime after lifetime. So Swami Ramalingam says, yeah. You get this light body, and you actually transmute the physical, the DNA of the physical, biological DNA. You transmute it. It gets transformed into light frequencies that are divine light frequencies. And you can divinize the whole body. So the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual body, you go to that power, that level of power, that level of divinity that is behind everything, that level of grace that is unconditional love, it's compassion. It will make a dead person to come to life, or plants, or any living thing that's died. There's just being in the presence of that being. Will turn every can bring things back to life. It will bring peace and calm and harmony, and that's why we have people who flock to masters like Dr. Pillai just to sit with him and be with him for some time, because they will forget everything that's causing them the problems in life. They'll have their list of things that they want to ask a master such as Dr. Pillai and say, I have this problem and that problem. They'll get in his presence for 10 seconds and they can't even remember what their name is. What they'll look at their list and they won't see the questions. It will be irrelevant because it will hit the soul. So we're here too during every week to find out how we can prepare in case we do get the opportunity to meet him. Some people are going to India to celebrate his birthday trip, and not to celebrate his birthday trip in the sense of a cake and all the rest for this special teacher. It's because he's going to be opening up a vortex for the whole world to the level that it can, with all these people who are going to gather and collectively focus on bringing in the grace light, the most compassionate grace that will help ascension. It will help to open up all the chakras. It'll rock some of your chakras on the way. Some of the people will have a little bit of disturbance as they're opening up. But then it gets leveled out, because when you're with a master, and you don't have to be with him physically, you just have to be tuning in. And then he will guide you at the soul level, because he's a spiritual teacher. He's not a, math teacher or something in the physical world. He's a spiritual teacher, so he connects with anyone who is ever doing a mantra that you were initiated into, either by the YouTube or a program or a course or something like this program. Then that's, you are getting the immediate connection to him. So don't just randomly do mantras or do techniques without that awareness that, oh my God, I get to connect with my teacher right now. And he's going to even guide me in my meditation so I understand it at a deeper level, because my mind is going to be all over the place. I guarantee it. Even if you're an advanced student or yogi or yogini, whatever you want to call yourself or crown yourself with, you will be challenged again and again and again, even to the point of feeling like you don't even know how to meditate. Many of us have had that experience where, my God, all these years, decades of being on the path, and then he pulls in a technology or a teaching, and it just blows your mind, because it's like, oh, I can't, I'm still thinking thoughts. I'm still, doubting, or I'm confused, or I'm angry, I'm upset, or whatever, and that takes over. And every great spiritual master will do that until finally, you're at that point where, and maybe it might be in this lifetime, maybe in future lifetimes, it doesn't matter, because whatever you've worked towards, that's going to be cumulative, just like our rotten karma is cumulative. We have to experience it at some point. But being with Dr. Ply, we get to experience karma light in that case. So it's not going to take us out at the knees. It's maybe we'll get a little scratch. We won't break our knees. So this weekend has all been about ascension. So that's the star of ascension is push your star. And Dr. Ply was saying in the webcast yesterday that you can still purchase on Ply Center. If you haven't been able to do that, or been busy, or you just didn't know what it was about, you can still do that. I just checked, and it's still available. And I recommend that you get it, because it has a powerful practice to do. That's the one I was doing until after midnight. I just sat down, and I didn't even have to have any thoughts of, oh, okay, it's so late, or this or that. I got to get up early in the morning because I have other things to do, and then I got my call and all the rest, and I didn't have all that garbage going on. And so I just sat down, and boom, I was in this amazing state where I could feel the negativity leaving me. It was like getting purified. Every chakra was vibrating, and it was almost to the point where I felt like I was shaking, the whole body was shaking. In fact, it was at one point, and then I had to kind of like sit. I was leaning up against a wall, and I had to just kind of ground myself and lean up against that wall, and then feel that kind of spinning energy, that rocking energy within me. So that's something that you may have felt. You may have felt a little imbalanced this weekend. Or maybe you still do. So you want to make sure that you are really taking care of yourselves, especially if you watch this practice or you're doing a practice, any meditation practice for that matter. But if you're tuning in every week, then you'll kind of know what kind of meditation to do. Not kind of know, you will, because we'll take you through a process. So even if you just do that as your guideline, and then if you have other techniques that you want to add to it, that you're taking through other courses that relate to that, then that's going to help you to go deeper into it. The experience of it. So even though it's a full moon this weekend, and someone was saying it's a for Lakshmi, Shreem Brzee, yes, you can, but the focus is more on getting the chakras aligned and feeling that experience from the base of the spine all the way up, and in activating all the chakras and feeling that expansion. Even though we go through this process every week, today you might experience something completely different. So you take care, make sure that you don't do too much, running around afterwards, because you're in a different state, you're in an altered state, especially if you spent, like, I think it's a couple of hours webcast, and then the meditation as well. And you can watch the fire lab because it's there. There's actually a fire lab going on right now at Astrobed. There were six priests are doing a powerful fire lab. So you can go on and look on that as well, or it will be available because everything gets recorded and then it's available either at Astrobed YouTube or Pillai Center YouTube, or right on each site. Sometimes they have it there. You go in your order log. So that's what we're here to do this week, is to go deeper into our spiritual self, our soul self, on the individual level. And when we come together, as I mentioned before, the face is not something that we can really control. We can to a certain extent. We, just like we can in our lives, we can say, okay, I'm going to control my health. I'm going to control my finances. I'm going to, have a budget. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to have a budget. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to have to get married to this person, that person. And my kids are going to be this and that. And I'm going to do this in my career. And as I'm saying this, I'm kind of giggling to myself, and I'm going, wow, that was a storyline that I had. And I look at all those areas of my life, and how many times have they transformed? The storyline got changed so many times in all of those areas. Now, I'm not saying that everybody, that happens to everybody, but this is what the life is all about. If we want to grow and evolve, that means change. And so change is inevitable. It's something that we will have to go through. And so if we're trying to control all those areas in our life to stay the same, that's not going to happen. So we have to accept that from day one. And that's really what should be taught, as Dr. Pillai was saying. We should teach that the spirit is what is moving us every moment. From the moment of conception, even before then, the soul is deciding, okay, I'm going to go and be with that gene pool, that spiritual family, biological family, and so on. And whether you believe that or not, that's just you can see how you have evolved, and you see the patterns of behavior since then. So since your birth, how you were shaped and how you learned and how you were educated and all the rest, it carries through. Your behaviors, keep manifesting no matter if you leave that initial family group or friend circle, social circle, whatever, job circle. There you are again, attracting the same kind of thing. So whether you believe it or not, it's happening on an energetic level. And then it keeps manifesting throughout your whole life. So when you get on the spiritual path, then you can fall, oh, that's my destiny, forget it. I'm not going to be like that. So then you really work hard. You go to that very deep level, at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul, to transform those behaviors. And then that will guide us accordingly. So here we are at this point. We can tap into the energy of Swami Ramalingam to help us to understand what it would feel like if we were experiencing our highest potential at this point in time of our God self, so that we understand the energy and the power and the grace and the mercy and the compassion of our enlightened selves. Everybody has a light body within us. We just got to be able to turn it on. We've got to be able to understand how to grow it without burning out. We've got to understand how to recalibrate, rebalance, harmonize our body, mind, and soul as we're going in and about our everyday life, because this isn't the lifetime of the cave. We couldn't just go to the cave and meditate and, you know, do that for 12 years or something like that, like Christ did. Where did he go after 18, you know, what was he, about 18, something like that? And then that they call it the lost years of Christ. Well, he was off learning how to turn the body into light so he could endure all that suffering. So he could have city powers. City means miracles, miracle powers. And even he said, I don't even have miracle powers, it's God. I'm just saying, you know, God bless you. You're healed. I'm just the guy who's putting the hand on you. You know, he knows that it's not him as a human being with the, you know, he has this devanized energy in him, but not to the maximum that could be done at that time where he could give it to everyone. He said, I have to call the Holy Spirit. Ah, that Holy Spirit came like a big wind, and then all of a sudden all these people could do miracles. So if there's a big wind or storm going on in your world right now, or your world around you right now, wherever you are, then that's an indication. That's a sign. To do what? Well, make sure you're safe, for sure. But then also, this is a sign of the Spirit. We're going to see more and more of that. And usually with big hurricanes and big winds and all the rest, what happens? It wakes people up. Devastation happens, yes, but then what does it do to the rest of the world? It makes us to wake up and say, what would you do if that happened to you? So it's really making us to go through extremes. But if you're on the spiritual path, then you will know. Your family, you, everyone will be protected. Because of what? Because you asked the grace to come in and bless your genes. Transform your genes so that all the people that you will encounter, whether they're next to you or just in your life or have been in your life throughout the whole life, whether they're still you're in communication with them or not, they were part of your gene pool. They were part of your storyline. They are part of your journey. And then through your evolution, they will receive that blessing. And you will forgive so easy. Because you all know. We all know. Everyone is going through their own struggle. Everyone is going through an inner battle every day. And we make choices based on that. And then our choices maybe aren't so evolved as others. But then even those ones who are evolved, what do? We judge. Oh my God. Then we feel sick. We feel bad. So it's just, it's a spin cycle that we've all got to get out of. It's the human design, the human story. It's limited. And it's not anyone's fault. And where to begin it all, I don't know. Trying to figure that out. Don't try. you know, on some level you have to understand it, but then you have to just see, oh my God, this is just a repeat. Even children will see it. You talk to children now, you know, they're so evolved. They pick up your cell phone, they pick up your computer at age 2, and they can do everything. They're on an iPad and they do stuff. And they know, yeah, they can't even speak and they do stuff that we could never do. Why? Because they've come at a time. They're born. These souls are born in to teach us that you don't need to have the learning that we went through. They will just know instantaneously what to do. That's a sign. So that's a great sign for all of us who are in our 50s and over, or around there, or anyone, that's this generation that's coming up is going to have the intelligence that's coming from beyond our education system that we currently have, or the way the government is running and business and everything else. More consciousness is coming in, so we're going to see that maybe in this generation or in the next generation. So that's great news. And so we get to go and experience all this. We bring our awareness to it, and if we can get to that point of the child that we see, and we can just say to ourselves, even if we are has-beens, we can say, my God, there's God in there. That's purity. Okay, let me align with that energy. Let me observe it. Let me be pure. Let it guide me as it's guiding this child who's just curious, you know, just doing things. And you hear children, they have these videos. I love the internet for the sites that I go on, or people send me links all the time. So you have to look at this, look at this. So I get a ping from someone. They say, okay, look at this link. And it's a 6-year-old telling the mother and the father how to act. Even though you're getting a divorce, you have to be able to create harmony. You know, this is wrong behavior. You should not be yelling at each other. We should just have peace in our family. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't get divorced. If you can't get along and live under the same roof, well then, you should live there and you should live there, but you should not get up. You should not be. And this kid is, I'm like, how is this kid saying this? 6 years old. It just brought tears to my eyes because we have to hear the children who are coming now. We have to really listen to them and just resonate with the truth in them. And then that will give us that hope and that faith and that grace. That knowing that, wow, the mother who was videotaping this kid, she was crying, blown away. She was just holding the camera, and the kid was, you know, just saying what it was saying. It wasn't something that was scripted. Okay, kid, sit here and now say this to the camera. You know, it wasn't like that at all. It was just a pure channeling of this kid. And she said, and I'm not mad. You have to understand, I'm not mad. You just have to understand how to be. You have to have proper behavior. Everything we learn in kindergarten, right? That's how we grew up. We should all get back to kindergarten. Play nice, be nice. You know, so that's what this weekend has been all about. The week ahead is going to be balancing that energy. So let's get into a meditation where we can experience what it is that I've been sharing with you at this point of the program. And then we'll understand, okay, if this is what I'm experiencing, this energy, this experience, these insights that I have, why do they call it insight? Because you have something that is being shown to you, or you have an experience that is like an aha experience. Pain leaves you. Sadness leaves you. Anger leaves you. You might have a memory that comes up that is so beautiful for you, and you've just pushed it down and aside because you've just been busy trying to do your everyday stuff. And that memory carries a tremendous amount of energy that brings goodness to you, makes you to feel good. And it represents goodness in your life, and so then you go towards those things that that make you to feel that way. You forget about how to laugh and dance and sing and be truthful and be honest. Not being judgmental, but just being honest. In a way that it's not going to harm anyone. You do it in a very gentle way. Be very diplomatic. So it looks like we have a big obstacle removing week ahead. So we'll call on Ganesha. We've got the 20th, according to the U.S. calendar. I'm referring to the Astrobed calendar for those people who don't know what I'm referring to, which is what we refer to every month. You can go on to astrobed.com and then order the calendar. Or you can order the Panchang apps. They have, it's called Panchang. And there's an app for that. And then you can order the calendar there as well. So you'll have it on your smartphone, or you can download it to your tablet or iPad or whatever, computer. So it's looking like the fourth moon, which represents the energy of Ganesha to destroy obstacles, to help you to get more intelligent behavior so that you make the right choices in life that will lead to really good results for you and other people. So that's happening the night of the 26th on Tuesday, and then all Wednesday. It's going to rule all Wednesday. And that's kind of rare that it rules a day, a whole day and a half. So it rules a day and a half. The moon takes about a day and a half to change. But I'm just saying for the whole day it's there. Sometimes it's just there for the night and into the, you know, the next morning and that's it. But it's going to redo the whole day. So Wednesday will be a really powerful day to smash coconuts. We'll talk about that more in the discussion. Maybe some people can share about their experience. You never, never want to miss a fourth or a 14th moon. And then Hasta star is also a star that's associated with Ganesha. So that's on the Thursday. So we've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you have not had a breakthrough in some area of your life, and you've been working away at it, you've been doing mantras, you've been doing techniques and all the rest, and you haven't had a big breakthrough, this is 3 days where you can just keep praying to Ganesha and feel his energy in the base of your spine. And we'll go through that process right now so you understand what I'm talking about at an experiential level. And then we have Rahu and Ketu. There was another time that they transited on the 9th. Now they're going to transit. You'll feel the kicking in of this energy. Why do we want to follow Rahu and Ketu? Because they deliver karmas. So it can be, and usually these are not planets per se. They are influences that are hidden. And they come from our past lives. And so it will give us clues to what it is that they want to evolve in us. And generally speaking, they are quite emotional. So they will either make us to be really passionate about our endeavors and all whatever it is that we want to do, and it depends too on where they are in your chart. If you don't know where they are in your chart, get an astrological consultation. We've talked about that in the past couple of weeks, especially at the start of the new year. Get an astrological consultation. Get an astrological consultation. Get an astrological consultation. Or get a report, an astrological report. If you don't want to talk to someone live, then get a report. It's all based on you. It's your blueprint of who you are in this next year. So you're not going to be scrambling. You got the directions. It's like, you know, you got to get to here, you know, wherever your house is, to the airport. And then they say, okay, there's a big block on the 401. I'm talking about Toronto. or any major highway, and you just say, okay, well, my flight's taking off. There's a big snowstorm, plus there's a big accident. What other way can I go? And then the driver will know. Why does he know? He's out there. He knows what's happening. He knows you got to get to the airport. That's his job. And you have the internet too, and you can say, yeah, here's a clear way. Let's do this. So that's what your birth chart, getting your birth chart report for the year, or sorry, the astrological report based on your birth chart for the year ahead, you will know all the traffic jams. You will know when obstacles are going to be just challenging you. You will know what to focus on, because if you want, oh, I want money, and it's not a time for money, it's more time to build your relationships. Because when you build your relationships, then you get money. You get equivalent of money, right? Because you have so much support. So even if you're struggling, someone will go and lend you some, or sign a loan, or do something for you. If you're just going after money, and it's going to be just such a struggle, so you're going to go upstream instead of going with the flow. So Rahu Ketu is going to be a little bit disturbing force of change. Again, change is not, oh, nice change. No, it's disturbing. You're just going along, all of a sudden something comes out of nowhere and makes you have to change, and you don't want to. So what? You have to. So Rahu and Ketu are going to bring in some karmic things that you need to work on. Rahu makes you to obsess over that, wherever it is in your chart. And so you will go and get, to the bottom of things. And then the Ketu is like, it's a very spiritual, well, they're both spiritual planets, but they, planetary influences. The Ketu is more brings in saintly qualities. So it brings in that which you have already mastered in previous lifetimes. So when you've mastered something, you're quite good at it. You're a good person at doing it. People say, wow, you're really great. And you feel good too. You've mastered it. There's like, you don't think, oh, I'm boasting or anything. You just say, oh yeah, that I can do that. Yeah, sure, I can help you with that. I have that. I can do that. Yeah, no problem. So it becomes like something that you've already done. So it will be like, oh, I'm remembering that I have this skill. And then you'll find a way. Ketu will make you to find a way that's not mundane. It will make you to find a way. Oh, here, let's connect these two people, because this is when this has to ripen in this lifetime. So the connection is made, and then you go accordingly for the next 18 months. So it's not something that is transiting, and oh, you'll feel it for a day. It's 18 months that you're going to feel it. So again, heads up, get a report. You can get a report for that as well. Yeah, which is something I like to do, because for 18 months I want to know how these planets, these influences are going to be creating some disturbance, some change, some force of change. So instead of it coming out of sight, nowhere, it's going to say, okay, it's going to show up when you're traveling. You might get sick. It's going to show up, in your relationships. It's going to show up in your workplace. It's going to show up on your spiritual path. So then when it does, I'm not surprised. I'm not shaken. I'm just stirred. I'm a little stirred. I'm a little stirred. Whoa, what was that? And then you govern yourself accordingly. You take precautions, or you just notice, okay, there it is. And then, okay, I have to pray to these divine beings. So Ganesha is the overlord for Ketu, which we're really going to get into this week. And then Rahu is the overlord is Durga. Durga's energy is all about getting rid of suffering. So you don't obsess over things that cause you suffering. You obsess over things that create compassion and passion in your life. And then you have peace of mind, and you know how to navigate moving forward. So it's a big year and a half of change for everyone. I'm just going to tell you that now. But we'll be here to guide you every week. And so let's get into how we're going to guide this week. You can keep your eyes closed as you let go of the process. Some of you might feel a little bit dizzy or lightheaded. If you're going to go off the call, then take care of yourself. Make sure that you hydrate and have a little bite to eat to ground yourself, or just go into your meditation if that's what you want to do as well. Welcome to do that. And then you can listen to the rest of the recording that will be posted to the website. And so have a good week ahead of obstacle busting. Those people who are going to stay, then you can slowly come back to yourselves. This is a time where we open the line for questions and shared experiences from the members, maybe about this meditation or something that they have participated in. Maybe this weekend, the Ramalingam. Descending into the body, and not just into the bodies of the people here, but the whole world. That's the Jace. That's what he represents. So slowly come back to yourselves. I'm going to open the line now. You just need to press *6 to get an open line and then ask your question or share your experience. That's always fun. Not easy to come back, is it?
Hey, Sucharita.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Happy Thai Pusam.
Thank you. Just an awesome meditation. I really, really liked it. That was a really, really good one.
Oh, great. How was it for you? In what sense is it awesome?
It's really good because someone that I trust a lot, she told me around Halloween that the mantra that I should do all the time is that Ganesh mantra, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And I've been doing it, since Halloween, like at least, a couple hundred times a day. And it's really, really starting to really help me a lot. You know, I always thought, you do it for 40 days and you switch, and I'm continuing to do it, and it's really helping me a lot. It's a great, great, great mantra.
Is it helping to remove obstacles, or how is it helping you? Like, you feel clear?
It's helped a whole lot. A couple of nights ago, I had a dream, and I was in the dream. I was laying on a bed, and there was all this like dark dust like coming up out of me, and I had like a very, very, very clear picture of Ganesh, and he was like over me, and he was moving his arms, and his trunk was like flapping in the wind, and he was like doing all these things to me, and then all of a sudden his trunk was straight. And it was like cement. It was like straight. It wouldn't move at all. And when I woke up, I realized that I had been thinking very negatively about something, and I wasn't aware of how dangerous it was. And it was like completely straightened out.
Wow.
And yeah, yeah. I was thinking, man, why can't he do that like every night? And then I came across this YouTube video, like the more, repetitions that you recite of a mantra, the more, like, you get to different levels of blessings from the deity. And that was like an answer to my question, which I got like right away. So I'm a big believer in Ganesh and doing his mantra. So I've been doing it for quite a while now, and it's really really helping me out a lot.
So are you feeling the energy in your body when you're doing the mantra now that we've been
Yeah,
working?
and you know what else I do? You know, one of the daily messages from Dr. Pillai, he suggested a couple of, I think it was a couple months ago really, that before you get out of bed, you say gum at least 27 times, and I do that every morning.
How long does it take you?
It doesn't take long, but I do a lot more than 27. Like I'll do it like at least 27 before I get out of bed, and then like when I'm in the shower and stuff before going to work, I'll keep on doing it. So I do, you know, it only takes a couple of seconds, but it makes a huge difference because a lot of times, you know, like there's a lot of, you know, like psychic disturbances and, you know, like negativity when you wake up, and it just like clears it all out if you know, stick with it and do it for a period of time. So that's something else that I do. You know, Dr. Pillai suggested that a couple of weeks ago in the daily, you know, messages, and I've been doing it, and it helps a lot. The Ganesh mantras really, really are very, very powerful, but you have to keep at it. You have to do it every single day.
Yeah, it's kind of like brushing our teeth, right? Once we get
Yeah,
into the
exactly.
habit of it, we just do it. We don't think, oh God, I gotta brush my teeth. You kind of look forward to it. You go, oh God, brush my teeth. I gotta feel fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
Yeah.
you know, I you know, I've been doing the Ganesh stuff for quite a while now, and it's really, really making a big difference.
So are you feeling breakthroughs in your life, like your
Yeah, well, you
aha
know, it's like
moments?
things, you know, like I have, you know, I have lots of, you know, karma to, you know, work through, but, you know, I slowly things are really getting much, much better, and I Ganesh mantras have really, really helped a lot. And you know,
Oh,
another mantra that I'm doing is Hrim Shrim Klim Parameshwari Swaha, and that's a very powerful mantra too. And I've been doing that, and that's really helping a lot too. That mantra,
Great, great.
yeah, that's a really good mantra too. So I'm doing pretty good. I do have like around 3 feet of snow everywhere where I am.
How are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. When you started out the call today, I was one of those people who was inside all day because
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice to, you know, like I'm in like one of the worst hit areas. I'm right above where the highest snow amount was. So there's about 20, 24, 25 inches of snow out there.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I didn't lose power, so
Great.
that's good. There's a lot of power outages around here because there was a lot of very high winds and stuff, but fortunately had power, so that's good.
Oh, good. And then, so you were locked inside, and what did you do with your time?
Well, I did a lot of mantras. I
Good for
had
you.
I you know, I didn't want to move my car because I had a good spot, and I had a friend come over before there was you know, after 2:30 you weren't allowed on the roads, 2:30 in the afternoon here. And he came by and he brought me some food, so I was
Oh.
yeah, so I was set. So, but I do have to go dig my car out. I was gonna do it like right after your call started, before the meditation, and I just was listening to everything you said, and I didn't get around to doing it, so I have to dig my car out. We're going to talk. Do you want to talk later on today about what we were discussing
Sure.
earlier in the week?
Sure. What time is that for you?
Well, what time's good for you?
Probably in about an hour.
Okay, just I emailed you a number. Do you want to just call me? How do you want to?
Yeah, I can call you.
Okay, we'll discuss that. I just want to, you know, like I say this often. I've been, you know, working really, really hard to overcome a lot of obstacles for a long time, over almost 30 years, really. And the most effective stuff that I've come across is the stuff from Dr. Pillai.
Fabulous.
It really is. I've done lots and lots of different stuff and come across a lot of, ideas and teachings, and I've, done hypnosis and therapy and 12-step programs and lots and lots and lots of stuff. And the most effective stuff I've come across is from Dr. Pillai.
Wonderful, Joe.
Yep. So I'm going to go shovel my car out. Just give me a call. And for anyone else who's listening, I'm one of the people who is doing working with the Siddha out in India, and I really feel like that's been a big help too.
Advisory services working with
Hong Kong. Yeah. I was trying to think of what the words are. I did that, and I think it's been very, very, very helpful. So helpful that I'm thinking about going out to India just to meet this guy. So. So if anyone's listening that, and they want to do that, I can definitely say that that's a very good thing to do.
Fabulous, Jeff.
Yes. And that was an awesome, awesome, awesome meditation, Sucharita. It was really good.
Oh, that's the grace. Thank you so
much. Yeah. The person, the red light, with Ganesha, someone else told me that, Ganapataye can also stand for like spout or fountain of power.
Oh.
And it can be a like Kundalini awakening when you say, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's another, because I know like one interpretation is like, army of Shiva for Ganesh and Ganapataye. It can also be that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Sucharita. So I'll talk to you later, and hello to all your listeners and everyone else.
Okay,
I'm going to go shovel my car out.
Great. Good luck. Be careful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So Ganesha's energy is really strong in this whole 2016. So if you're wondering, okay, who should I focus on? There's so many teachings, so many deities, archetypes, angels, fairies, siddhas, nature. If you use all that as your normal daily practice, you get into it, what you'll find is Ganesha is the starter of it all. So he kind of opens the door for you to get a deeper understanding of all the rest. So that's why Dr. Pillai says, before you even get off the bed, or even before you go to sleep at night, he will remove, as Jeff was saying, the dark energies or entities or experiences or anxiety or fear, or whatever it is, not the stress, it will remove it in your sleep. So you'll have a peaceful sleep. So, his energy is 24/7. It's not just, when you get off the bed. So you can experiment with it, but his energy is really powerful right now at this time, because if we look at the big scheme of things, how we are all evolving as human beings, this is the golden age. We're coming out of the age of darkness. You can see it in the technology. We were in the dark ages when I think of how we grew up and we didn't even have a black and white TV yet, so now the TV's everywhere. So there's more intelligence, more light, more technology. That wasn't available. We were in the dark ages back then. And that was only, 50 some odd years ago. So Ganesha will really accelerate your experience of light from within. And when that gets lit up, then you understand how we're evolving as spiritual beings, because no one can negate what your experience has been. They can say, oh, you're a little cuckoo or whatever they want to say. But we're hearing more and more now, and we're seeing it more and more. So it's not so kooky as it was before to meditate or to do yoga or to actually go out and exercise and be in nature and commune with the vortices of these places. If you go on to MSN or any travel, you know, world travel or sacred sites, they're booming now because people, their soul is thirsty for that. They're not understanding. They're just thinking, oh, I'll go on a trip. Hey, this would be an adventure. But their soul is beckoning them. Jeff would never have gone to India. Now he's met the Siddha through advisory services. He's working with him for the past year. It's really helping him to go clear the deep-seated negative stuff, and he's ready to get on a plane and go and see him in the hottest season. Who is ready? His soul is ready. So, as Jeff mentioned, you know, he was struggling on different paths and different teachings. It's not that we throw all that away and we negate it. It just got us to this point. So now, with Dr. Pillai giving us these teachings that are going to bring in the energy of the Golden Age. The Golden Age is the age of miracles. It's the age where, you know, for 1,000 years, you can, if your soul is ready for that, then you will experience enlightenment and it'll light up everybody around you. What does that mean? What does it look like? It means that miracles are happening all the time. Nobody is struggling. No pain, no suffering. People say, well, I kind of learned from my pain. Okay, that's great. That's your path. But most people don't want that. They don't want pain. I don't even want to have one anxious thought. You know, we talk about this all the time. As we don't have much time. As we get older, we realize how much time we wasted in life. Because we went through the experiences and then we learned. That's why at a certain age, we hope we have some wisdom. We know what's right and wrong and what's going to work for us. It doesn't matter what's right and wrong. This is going to work for me. Right? Yeah? Who's there?
Hi, it's Jermaine. How are you?
Hey, Jermaine. Happy Typhoon.
Hey. Thank you. I wasn't able to be on the call today because we were at a memorial service. But, you know, I know we talked about this thing before about when someone passes away. One of our friend's son had taken his life, and he probably was in his just, like, 30s. So I'm wondering, you gave some suggestions, you know, what a person can do. But is there a mantra I could be saying while I'm here, or, you know, is there something I could be doing?
Yeah, you can just pray for his soul. You can
just pray.
Just pray and then Om Namah Shivaya, or just pray to Dr. Pillai to guide you accordingly. And then there are, of course, you know about tarpanums and things like that, right?
Yeah, I know about tarpanums, right. But I'm not, like, connected to him, like, relative-wise. Would I still do a tarpanum for him?
You won't do anything specific in your daily practice of tarpanum, but if you go on to Astrovet and you want to do something for the soul, you can, and if the parents are open to it, you can share it with them. If they're not open to it and you still want to do something because you're spiritually evolved, you can,
right.
You understand what the soul,
yeah.
What happens to this soul because it's taken its life. And it's not been a natural death. So it's going to be going through a tremendous amount of suffering. So you can go on to Astrovet and look for where it says predictions, remedies.
Okay.
Karma removal, sorry. No, it's not there. They change this all the time. Sorry about that. Let me see. If someone else is online and you're just surfing through, if you can see where it says Tarpanum or Ancestral Service. Okay, so it's not on the homepage. I'll have to dive through it. But, Jermaine, send me an email if you're still at the memorial, and then I'll give you some guidance
okay.
on how to do that. Because I don't want to take up
okay,
time.
I'll have to do it later today. Yeah, I'll do it later today. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's
okay,
usually if you're going to do a tarpanum, it's the 14th day that you would do it anyways, after the passing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you have
great.
You have a few days.
Thank
All right.
I got some Thanks. Time, yeah. Okay,
okay,
thank you. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so this is how it works. You know, there are things in life that come out of nowhere. And as we're evolving on the spiritual path, we want to be able to help not only ourselves evolve, but, you know, Jermaine having to go to something sudden that came out of nowhere. And it's going to be affecting everybody's life. Now, in this case where she's sharing about someone who committed suicide, that soul, whether we believe in this or not, you will see it in the person, in the family's life. They won't be able to, you know, experience peace. And it's not because the child took the life at an early age where it didn't naturally age and you know, grow old and then pass after a full life. It's that... you know, what was disturbing it so much that it did take the life? Because there's something disturbing any one of us if we, to the point that we can't even stand living, then we've lost complete faith and hope in the divine. We've lost touch. We've lost connection. So Dr. Clay, one of the technologies that he has is the tarpanum. And so the tarpanum is something that we practice every day. I wouldn't recommend to do it, the daily practice, and then call on individual names like that, because then you'll bring that energy into your life. So you can just do it in general, all the restless souls. This is all I can do. And then do the offering. Tarpanum ritual. Okay, I'm just pressing in or typing in tarpanum ritual. Into Ashurved. Yeah. So you can see you just tap, if you're listening to this later on, Jeremy, you can, or anyone, now, you can, go into Ashurved, you type in the search box in the top right-hand corner, tarpanum ritual, and it came up as tarpanum for ancestors' last rites. And then there's different options there that you can participate in. And this is the best, I can attest to it because I've done it for so many people in my family life and my friends. Who were very close, and I did it on the, asking the family members of those friends if it was okay if, I could do this on their behalf, and they were like, well, we don't believe in it, but okay, you know, he was your good friend or she was your good friend, so go ahead. So this brought tremendous relief to them. They said, oh, my God, I feel so good about it. I'm celebrating the life and remembering all the good things about the person. And in my own life, and we've shared this many times, and lots of people have, you know, when they do the tarpanum for the person who's passed, even though you do a funeral or whatever it is in your own religion, this is a technology. This is a spiritual technology that captures that soul. And in its transition and helps to sort of coddle it or take it, you know, if you've ever watched someone in pain and they're dying, it's so painful, the separation, the letting go, not just at the physical level, but the whole process is just it's tremendously painful, and it's especially if they've been taken out at a younger age for whatever reason, there's some, you know, negativity associated with it. You want that cleaned up so that when they're out of the body, the body is expired, then the physical body, then you want to release the soul from the being stuck in between the earth plane and then to be able to evolve to higher realms. Because if it's trapped with, you know, anxiety or impressions that are, causing harm, then it's going to disturb those people who are connected to it. And it makes sense because we are connected to the ancestors who have passed, the people who have gone before us, who share the same genes, the same DNA as us. Whether we believe it or not, we are. Right? Because they're still in our genes. We're alive, we're here on the earth plane, and then our genes are communicating with us. Our DNA is communicating with us. And we always say it, oh my God, I'm acting just like my mother, just like my father, just like my uncle or grandfather. Mm-hmm. Or we'll see our uncle, grandfather, mother, and they can be passed, they can be gone, passed on. But then we see it in our workplace. How does that work? Yeah, because they're disturbing us. So that's a sign that we need, they're restless. Their souls are restless. Even if we've done tarpanam, I've done tarpanam for years and years and years since Dr. Ply introduced it and said, this is going to clean up your gene pool. My gene pool needs cleaning up. And it's been such a blessing to have this spiritual technology because it is getting cleaned up. People are a lot happier in my gene pool. The disturbances that have been passed on through the generations are getting knocked out in this next generation. How does that happen? It's not a selection process as in Darwinian. I don't think anyways. You know, I'm not an evolutionist, but I do believe in the evolution in the sense that there's a spiritual evolution. There's something behind the biology, the physiology, the science that as we know it, the limited science as we know it. I was trained in science and medicine for so many years and they didn't give me answers. So these are giving the answers to the questions about life and death. And then it's practical. So just participate in it. And it's interesting that Jeff is talking about being stuck in a snowed in, but you can feel the energy. And he's saying he's stuck his whole life with a gene pool that wasn't so great to start out with. And he's been working at it. And finally he meets Dr. Ply. Boom, everything is just flying now. So everything that has led you to this point, thank it. You know, thank those teachers, thank the technologies, thank your education, thank your, you know, parents' gene pool. They made you get here. Maybe smooth journey, maybe some bumpy or painful. And then you get to this point, this is the golden age now, so everything's going to happen fast. The next thing that you're going to do is going to give you light and grace and love and support. And you have to trust that process because you can't trust your own self. You will negate it. Even if the hand is there to help, you'll say, no, no, I'm good. No, don't need that. No, I'll think about that. Thinking is a waste of time. If you have the wrong thoughts. If you have the right thoughts, boom, things happen fast. So if you're in alignment, whatever you're in alignment, you're going to attract. And then that is either going to bring more grace flowing in, or it's going to, make things to happen more slowly and perhaps painful, or at least flatline. So we have Swami Ramalingam that's saying, don't go for death. That's too limited. It's the end. So there can't be an end to your soul's evolution. So as Dr. Pai is saying, and Swami Ramalingam is saying, and all the masters that say, and there are masters, if you just Google YouTube, go on to YouTube or Google it, and put siddhas in there, and then just start to read about the lineage and read about how they persist, these light beings come into the earth plane to protect it. And they will get into people. They'll get into scientists. They'll get into the government, the leaders of the world. When times are really messed up, there's an imbalance. And they're like bodies. So they will just start to merge with these people, and then for moments or maybe a whole lifetime sometimes. And they will wake up something in their brain that will give them an idea or concept that they will be evolutionary. Revolutionary and evolutionary. So it's an exciting path to be on. And then you can prepare your own self too. Because the siddhas, why would you be on a path with the siddhas? Because they're not only transforming at an individual soul level, they're there for more than that. They want to uplift all of humanity. So whether you understand that or not, it's something quite unfathomable to grasp for most of us. But it's a process that you can take yourself through, and your soul knows whether it wants to do that. But it will always haunt you, because this is the path where not too many people tread, but it doesn't take too many people to transform the whole world consciously, the consciousness of it. Because we don't have too many leaders in the world. The world is still going. But if we could have transformed leaders in all levels, government, education, finances, all the things, the power positions. Can you imagine the world from the bottom up and top down and all the way in between? There's enough food, there's enough resources, there's enough in technologies, there's enough of everything. It just needs restructuring. So if you are committed to your own spiritual path, your own evolution, the divine will use you as a tool and put you in places and positions that you never dreamed of. Or maybe you did and you're remembering it. But then you won't even care, because you'll be divine and you'll just go and do whatever you need to do, because everything will be provided for you. So that's kind of an adventurous path. And you're here. So enjoy the path, enjoy the adventure. Okay, we're coming up to the second hour. Is there any other questions or comments? You can just press *6. I know it's been an intense weekend. So please take care of yourselves, all those people who are being physically challenged by weather conditions, or wherever you are in the world, and don't feel like you're alone ever. Because even if you are with others who have everything, quote-unquote, that would seem like they don't need anything, there are so many lonely souls out there too. Mm-hmm. And then as Dr. Pai shares and Hanuman Das shares, that's the siddha who works in advisory services. Oh, yes, and then if you want to know about advisory services, just send me an email and we'll have a screening call, see if you're ready for that. It's a very high-level program. So we'll see if that's going to be the thing for you or something else. Or any other questions. But as they both say, your only friend, true friend, or true companion is God. God will get you through everything because God's the force behind everything. Right? So even when you're going through difficult times, you'll know, oh, yeah. Just like Christ said, I picked you up. Those were my footprints in the sand when you're going through the difficult times. It wasn't your footprints. I was carrying you. Right? And all this, all the masters who have gone before us. So you're never going to get, you're never going to be pushed to a point of no return. Even if you die, you're going to, someone's going to help you to evolve. And you have to trust in that because that's the divine. So enjoy this rest of this weekend and the week ahead. Keep praying to Ganesha. His energy is really powerful in 2016. So he represents obstacle busting. We want obstacles busted in every area of our life. We have to be completely different. And we have to have a different view of what we see, meaning everything has to change in our world around us on the level of the individual, the community, and the global community in all areas of life. So if we commit to that by doing our practice of calling on Ganesha, the more people who call on Ganesha, then the more he's going to remove obstacles for the whole world. That's how we, the little person, the little I, can make a difference. And not that you have to say, hey, go and you should do this. You'll know when to open your mouth and share and when to just zip it. Because you're not trying to cause disturbance. He will give you wisdom. He will give you that ability to just make the shift by calling on him. Easy. Gum. And then pray to the Arutparung Jyoti. If you can get the Ascension, the Taipusam Ascension webcast, get it. If you can't, then there's a video of the Fire Lab at least. You can watch it. And that, when I was watching it last night, my eyes were just almost crying because there was so much light coming out of it. It was doing so much. So I could just close my eyes and listen to the priest, Prem. Prem Raj is his name. Divine being. And look what he's doing in the world. Did he ever think he was going to do that? No. Dr. Pillai just said, okay, you're going to be doing this for the whole world. He's like, what? I'm just a priest in India. Now with technology, he is. He's doing it for the whole world. So that's how the divine will work, if you're open. So have a fabulous week ahead, and then we will see you next week. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.